Today is Monday, August 12th, 2019. Discord gets streaming and Sekiro sells 4 million copies. All this and more on today's edition of the Gamer Daily News Podcast. All the biggest gaming news stories delivered in less than 10 minutes. Thank you very much for joining me. Happy Monday, everybody. I'm very happy you're here. My name is X1. Let's do this. Discord, gaming, it's all coming together. Discord is one of the biggest communication apps for gamers, for gaming. If you haven't yet, come join me over on Discord, X1 Bros. That's X1 Bros on Discord, x1bros.com. You can click the Discord link there. I think, do I have it on Gamer Daily News as well? I might have it on Gamer Daily News as well. Anyways, regardless, Discord is a super cool app. Well, guess what? Discord now adds limited gameplay streaming. That's right. According to GameIndustry.biz, Discord is adding streaming to its suite of offerings. The chat platform today announced that a new Go Live feature will let users broadcast their gameplay live to up to 10 people through a Discord server's voice channel. The company has said it will be a low latency stream enabling a virtual couch co-op viewing experience. The service will be available to all users, but paid subscribers will be able to stream to higher resolution video at 60 frames per second. Nitro Classic users paying $5 a month will get to stream up to 1080p, while Nitro subscribers paying $10 a month can go as high as 4K. Discord Go Live is what it's being called, and it is set to debut on August 15th. Are they getting into the streaming game? I think this is probably step one. Streaming is huge. Streaming's the future. If Discord enables you to do it, what Discord should do is enable you to import your stream. So, for instance, if I'm streaming on Mixer, which I do, come join me, discord.com/X1Bros over on Mixer. But they should let me import it into Discord so then people in Discord can view me streaming and bring in chat or have chat export to Mixer or Twitch or wherever you're streaming at, YouTube Live, stuff like that. That would be cool. Crossplay, cross-platform games. This is the big talk in the gaming industry. And there's some big news over at GamingBolt.com. Microsoft is open to allowing their studios to make multi-platform games, but major AAA titles will be Xbox only. That's right, Microsoft's first-party lineup is looking significantly stronger than it was looking a year ago. But interesting questions still persist about what sort of an output it's going to have in the coming years. We know that Microsoft intends for its studios, first and foremost, to make Game Pass an increasingly more attractive option for players. But is that all they're going to be restricted to? Recently, for instance, Cuphead came out on the Switch, and though developer studio MDHR aren't owned by Microsoft and thus aren't a first-party studio, Cuphead very much is owned by Microsoft. And seeing it release on a non-Microsoft platform was a refreshing surprise. But the question is, might we see more of this in the future? According to Matt Booty, head of Xbox Game Studios, it's very much a possibility. Matt Studio said, "I think we would." When asked in an interview with Game Informer if, in a hypothetical scenario, that one of their studios wanted to maintain a multi-platform output, whether Microsoft would allow such a thing, he said, quote, "I think that the question is less binary about should it be on Switch, should it be on PlayStation, and more, does it make sense for the franchise? In other words, is it a kind of game where it would benefit from the network effect of being on a bunch of different platforms? Or is it a game where we can best support it by putting resources and making sure that our platforms, things like xCloud and Game Pass and Xbox Live, we're really leaning in to support the game?" Booty then brought up an example of Minecraft, which is both on PlayStation and the Switch, among many others, and how it continues to be a multi-platform title even after developers Mojang were acquired by Microsoft. Super interesting. I think it's a no-brainer. Obviously, some games from first-party studios are going to be multi-platform, and then they're big boys, they're big guns. You've got to keep on Game Pass, right? There's no question about that. So like a Cuphead makes perfect sense to go on multi-platforms. It's not a heavy hitter. It's not a huge shooter, although, I mean, it's a fantastic game. No doubt, it's not a game driving people to consoles like, for instance, a God of War would be, or a Halo. Halo is going to remain on Game Pass in the Microsoft ecosystem. So is, for instance, something like a Gears, something like a Forza. But something like a Cuphead makes perfect sense to push out there. I like this. It will be interesting to see as we get into this next generation of consoles, how things change, how things adjust. But I don't see like big shooters like Halo or Gears or anything that is really driving you into the Xbox system going multi-platform. It just doesn't make sense. And in our last news story of the day over at PSU.com, Sekiro Shadows Die Twice ships nearly 4 million copies. Oh my goodness. Congratulations, Sekiro. Congratulations, From Software. Well-deserved success. You guys are crushing it. The popular From Software title Sekiro Shadows Die Twice has been selling very well. It's nearing 4 million copies sold and is still the game of the year for a lot of people. The financial report from Software's parent company, Kadokawa, shows healthy results for the Japanese game developer. 3.8 million copies of Sekiro has been sold as of June 30th, 2019, which covers the first 3 months after its March 22nd launch. For a title such as this, that is an impressive feat. In that same report, get this, it was revealed that From Software's other series, Dark Souls, has now shipped a massive 25 million copies. Holy crap! I mean, it's well-deserved. Dark Souls 3 sales were at 10 million, which is simply ginormous. Well done. Well done, Sekiro. We're really excited to see what Elden Ring has to bring in the future from Software. What a fantastic developer. What a fantastic set of games. The formula is correct. Super excited for things to come there. That does me for today, everybody. Thank you very much. Happy Monday. Back to the grind, back to the work day. Hope you guys are having a fantastic Monday. If you haven't yet, please head over to iTunes, rate, review, and subscribe to us. There are lots of ways you can support the show. We're also over on YouTube, Gamer Daily News on YouTube, and I do stream on Mixer every single day. One of the best ways to support the show, support me on Mixer, is to farm Sparks. It's free for you, and it gives us a bonus every single month. I have a 24-hour stream of my other podcast that happens there. You can just sit in it, farm Sparks. It's super helpful. So thank you very much, guys, for all the support. I love you guys. Have a great Monday. We'll be back here first thing tomorrow morning.